Ian, you've only been here for a few months, and all of a sudden, Ai Weiwei is here. I mean, how did you end up? First of all, how'd you end up getting this gig?
The show or your job?
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of one of those fantastic things where kicking around looking for a new place to land. And across the interwebs arrived a notification of the job here at this new museum in Friday Harbor. And I was kind of puzzled because I had never heard of this museum. And so I sent them a letter of interest, came out, and found this incredible community out here and moved from thinking, well, maybe it would be a good job for me to really wanting it. So it's fantastic. Fantastic position. They gave me the job, and here I am.
One corner of the state to the other. I mean, a complete diagonal.
Yeah, I couldn't have really gotten much further away from where I was in Washington State. Right. You know, no offense, Walla Walla. You know, but yeah, I feel like we made a really, really brilliant, really interesting move.
Yeah, and Fault Line is the name of this exhibit, and you have a background in Chinese studies. You speak Chinese. You've translated it. You've had exhibitions in China. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your connection with China and then how that manifested in having this here.
Yeah, so my background is in Asian art, especially Chinese painting and calligraphy. I've lived in China off and on since 1990. And when I got to the museum and began to think about what it was that I wanted to do, I wrote Ai Weiwei a letter. And I said, because I've been following this body of work for quite a long time, and I wrote him a letter and I just said, hey, you know, I just moved into a museum that's sitting on top of one of the most dangerous subduction zone fault lines in the world. And I'd like to exhibit some of your work that stemmed from the Sichuan earthquake. And fully expected not to receive any reply at all because, I mean, he's exhibiting in, you know, major museums all over the world right now. He has no need for a small museum show. And then in November, I got a note from one of his assistants saying, you know, he's actually considering this. And a few weeks later, yes. And with that, you know, I kind of went completely crazy. I was just beside myself with delight that this was happening. So here it is.
It's pretty stunning that it's here. I mean, when people see Ai Weiwei on San Juan Island, they start to think, what's happening here, right? And maybe people don't know who he is. You can give a little thumbnail sketch on who this man is and how much he's hated by the Chinese government and where he lives today and that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I think that one of the things that's really important when you have a new museum is it's really important to try to set... you know, sort of set a tone as to what it is that you want to do and how you want it to function. And that's one of the great pleasures of being able to work in a new museum, is that the kind of what that museum is doing hasn't been set in stone. And museums tend to get, you know, they tend to get fairly staid in their ways. You know, there's a lot of inertia. You've got to do a lot of planning. You're always looking out, you know, 2 years, 3 years, four, you know, way in advance. And with a large institution especially, you have a huge number of people that are all working there, and they all kind of, they have their specific agendas, and it's really hard for it to be flexible. And one of the reasons that I chose this place is because I'm really interested in small museums, and I think that right now we might be looking at the time of the small museum with regard to art relevancy, because they can be very flexible. They can change direction really quickly. I had this exhibition in November. It's February right now. This show is up. That's kind of unheard of. And the reason that I'm interested in that is that I think that right now we've got a real issue with art and relevancy. How do we make art relevant to our communities, to the human condition? I think the artists themselves are not, you know, struggling all that much with their relevancy, but how to make it relevant in terms of how we promote it and present it and all those sort of things. And so my hope is that with this particular museum, we can really steer it into some of these types of policy type of waters. How can we create exhibitions which present material, which foster, you know, conversation around these different types of issues? So that could be ecology, it can be geology, it can be, you know, homelessness. It can be whatever that is, but I would like to be responsive in a way so that it becomes a conversational starter or instigator.